Back in 1991, an electric car company called PIVCO was founded in Oslo, Norway. They built about 15 cars for the Lillehammer Olympics. The cars had a range of about 50 miles and could reach 50 miles an hour if you laid the pedal to the metal. It's life in the fast lane, thinking on our feet yet again. PIVCO's fourth generation vehicle became known as the Think City. Lotus and then Ford got involved, and after building about 1,000 vehicles, Ford fell out of love with the little car, and in 2002, production ceased. The remaining cars were scheduled for destruction, but then a funny thing happened. The Norwegians wanted them back. Why, you might well ask? Well, Norwegians, being clever folks, responded to incentives offered to electric vehicles, like exemption from taxes, free parking, free passage on toll roads, and bus lane privileges. The company has since been resurrected in Norway and renamed Think Global. And, wonder of wonders, their latest version of the Think City is crash-tested, gets more than twice the range of the original car, does 65 miles per hour, and comes with air conditioning, power steering, sunroof, electric windows. You get the picture. Word has it that this Mini Cooper-sized 95% recyclable car is coming to the U.S. later this year. The price? About $25,000. On top of this, Think Global has a concept car that's an all-electric, five-seat, multi-purpose crossover vehicle called the Think Ox. Sounds like a bouillon cube. Perhaps frighteningly, Think Ox is planned to be highly connected, featuring real-time navigation, web access, and email. I hate junk mail. For KUSP, I'm Kelly O'Brien.